Come on, give him glory. Give him glory. Thank you, Jesus. Listen, some of you tonight need to understand that the reason why you go through some of the things that you go through is because the enemy sees the mark of God on your life. And he's not after you because of where you are, but he's after you because of where you're going. And if he can stop you from bringing to birth the hidden treasures that God has spoken over your life, not only does he hinder you, but he hinders people that's going to be blessed by you. That's why you got to make up in your mind that no matter what it takes, I'm receiving everything that God has for me. It's gonna happen. Come on.
Tremendous truths spoken here by Pastor Norman Hutchins on the Sounds of Praise Ministry with Lord, You Are the Potter. I am the clay. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Have your way in me. Yes, and the devil is out there trying to stop us from achieving and attaining the things that God has for us, because he knows that where God has directed us and where God is sending us, there are just multitudes of benefits and blessings waiting to be received, so that others might be saved, others might be healed, others might be delivered and set free through the benefits and blessings that God's pouring into our lives and overflowing from our lives. On the day of Pentecost, the Bible says not only was there a sound of wind from heaven, but like a mighty rushing wind, but there were cloven tongues of fire that sat on each and every one of them. And preceding that, way back in the Old Testament time, Jeremiah, the prophet of God, had been sent to serve God, and he wound up in prison. And he said, Lord, I'm not serving you anymore. This is not worth it. If this is the way you're going to treat your servants, I'm not going here any longer. I'm not preaching in your name anymore. And then all of a sudden, he said, I couldn't keep still. Why? Because it was like fire, the fire of God that the original disciples experienced on the day of Pentecost was also burning in the bones and in the life of Jeremiah the prophet. And he says, I cannot keep still. It's like fire shut up in my bones. Michael W. Smith here on Sounds of Praise. And Lord, you are the fire. Burn in us and through us to the glory of your precious name.
Consume me.
8 minutes past the hour of 6 a.m. here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts, the Sunday, June the 25th, 2017 edition of the Sounds of Praise Ministry, brought to you by the Christian Challenge Evangelistic Association of Medford, Massachusetts. And if you're just tuning in, we're bringing you part two of an ongoing theme that we began on Pentecost Sunday entitled The Release of the Holy Spirit. On this last set, we heard Phillips, Craig, and Dean with Our God is Here. Amen. William McDowell followed with We Just Want You. Pastor Norman Hutchins with some tremendous insights. Lord, you are the potter. He doesn't want us to be empty vessels. He makes us vessels of his choosing so he can fill us to the overflow with his presence. And we just heard Michael W. Smith with You Are the Fire. Like the cloven tongues of fire that fell on the original disciples in the 120 in the upper room, God has his fire still burning in the lives of those who will receive him as their personal Lord and Savior. We don't want you to be outside of the benefits and blessings that God has for you. That's why Sounds of Praise is here. God raised us up so that you might have an opportunity to receive his salvation gift and then utilize that gift to the glory of his name and to the benefit of others whom you shall encounter each and every day. Okay. 10 minutes past the hour of 6 a.m. I want to remind you that our weather update is coming your way around 6:30. You stay tuned for that so you know how to dress for today and some of the days ahead. And also, want to remind you that we plan to go before the Lord in prayer and in praise sometime around 7:15. I'd love to be able to praise God with you or pray for you or pray for someone else. But here again, you need to go to that phone and give us a call, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. And that's the same number to call if you'd like us to dedicate something that we already have program to whomever you wish. We aren't taking requests today, but we got a lot of great music. We'd be glad to dedicate something to you or to somebody else. But here again, you need to give us a call, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. The Bishop, William Murphy III, here on Sounds of Praise from the album Demonstrate. When I'm weak, I'm strong. What does that mean? That means that God doesn't want us to think that we have to be strong enough, intelligent enough, big enough, bad enough, bold enough on our own to accomplish his work, his will in and through our lives. He takes our weakness and turns them into strengths so that we'll know that all the glory belongs to him. All the accomplishments are taking place only because he is working in us and through us on a consistent basis. Why? Because the Holy Spirit is here waiting to be released into the various areas of our need. So if our prayer is, Spirit of God, be released in me and then be released through me, he's going to accomplish that in our lives this very day and each and every day that we choose to live our life for him. William Murphy III. When I'm weak, I'm strong.
I glory in my trouble, I will lift my head. I won't be discouraged, no, 'cause when I'm sad, he made me glad. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Oh,
Say there's a message in the music here on Sounds of Praise. The Bishop William Murphy III with When I'm Weak, I'm Strong. Why? Because our strength comes from the Lord. The book that I've written and waiting for it to be completely edited so we can begin the publication of it is entitled The Spirit of Joyful Anticipation. And one of the verses from which that book is founded on is in the verse that says, "The joy of the Lord is our strength." And we can't be joyful unless and not have the strength of Almighty God working in our behalf. If we have His joy, we have His strength. Now, I'm sure there are things that I'm experiencing right now. There are things that are going on in our lives that would try to rob us of our joy. And we don't really lose our joy. Joy, the joy of God is something that God provides to us because it is His. and he gives it to us. It's like an iceberg. They tell me that 90% of an iceberg is submerged. That's why the ship, the Titanic, got sunk, because they saw an iceberg that was quite a distance away from where they were, and they thought that they were fairly safe. But 90% of the iceberg is underwater. You can't see it. And so therefore they went down when they hit the part that they could not see. But God is saying his joy and his strength like an iceberg. We may not be joyful all the time, but underneath is his strength. And that's like the iceberg, and it's keeping us going during trying times. And so therefore the joy of the Lord is our strength, and we are strengthened by his presence continually being in us and through us by his Holy Spirit. And like Javan is going to sing, there's none like you, Lord. You are our fresh oil here on Sounds of Praise.
So right now I'm going to do a couple of songs from back in the day. And those of you that know it, you sing along with me. Those of you that don't know it, you got to go buy the CD and get it together. All right? Here's the first one. See if you recognize it. And go something like this. Come on, Ricky. Go to clap your hands like this. Now, if you know it, just join on in. Here we go.
Glory, hallelujah, to the risen King. Singing, hallelujah.
There you go.
To the one who reigns. I just want to know you, give you all of me. There's no one but you, Lord of heaven.
Sing that again. Glory, hallelujah. I say,
there is none.
Oh, y'all know it. Come on. Sing out, sing out. Song I ever wrote. Sometimes as a songwriter you get songs and pieces. Sometimes you get the melody and then you get the words later, or you get the first verse, second verse later. To this day I don't know how the CD got around that quick, because I can't even tell you where I made it. I think we recorded it in the back somewhere, in a shed somewhere. But I'll tell you, this song has brought deliverance to so many people. I want to share it with you tonight. If you know it, you sing along with me, okay?
Fresh oil, fresh oil, revive my broken spirit, with your power take control, fresh oil, fresh oil. Chance for survival. Your spirit is what I desire, so pour it on, so pour it on, so pour it on, that fresh oil.
How many need that
pressure? 625 here on WMFO in Medford, continuing with the release of the Holy Spirit. You have to be like the bishop. Hezekiah Walker in LFC sold out to God so that he can be able to do all the wondrous things he wants to accomplish in and through your life. Sounds of Praise weather update. 74 degrees outside our studio right now. Today, sunshine mixed with some afternoon clouds. Areas to the north and west can see a shower in the afternoon or evening. A high today, 80 to 85 degrees. Patchy clouds at night with a low 61 to 66 degrees. On Monday, remaining pleasantly warm with sunshine and some clouds. With a high on Monday, 77 to 82 degrees. Clear to partly cloudy at night and comfortably cool for the overnight hours with a low 59 to 64 degrees. On Tuesday, An upper disturbance moving through the region will lead to a mixture of clouds and some sunshine, with a high on Tuesday 75 to 80 degrees. Skies will turn out clear at night with a low 58 to 63 degrees. And on Wednesday, high pressure in control will produce a beautiful day with sunshine and patchy clouds, still comfortable with a high 75 to 80 degrees. Mostly clear skies at night with a low 62 to 67 degrees. That's the Sounds of Praise weather update. If I receive any more information, I will certainly pass it right along to you. 6:30 is the Sounds of Praise time. If you're just tuning in, I'm your host, evangelist, and pastor teacher Don Lee Vernon Brown on this Sunday, June the 25th, 2017 edition of the Sounds of Praise Ministry, brought to you by the Christian Challenge Evangelistic Association of Medford, Massachusetts. And we're bringing you part two of an ongoing theme entitled The Release of the Holy Spirit. We began it on Pentecost Sunday. We're continuing it, and the theme that we want you to realize is that the Holy Spirit of God is here. He's in the earth. He's working in the lives and wants to work through the lives of each and every believer in Him. But we need to, first of all, recognize who He is, what He wants to do, and allow Him to do His work in our behalf, and then through us into other lives as well. Lincoln Brewster coming up next, and there is power in the presence of the Holy Spirit, and that means that power is in your life as a believer in Him as well.
There
Yes, the power is in the name of Jesus. The power belongs to God. He is the Almighty, Omnipotent God. And He lives in you if you're a believer in Him. And so, therefore, we ought to walk in that power, not by might that we might possess, but by His Holy Spirit working in us and through us. James Mitchell and the Mississippi Mass Choir coming up next here on Sounds of Praise.
Call by the name.
641 here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. It's Sunday, June the 25th, 2017 edition of the Sounds of Praise Ministry, brought to you by the Christian Challenge Evangelistic Association of Medford, Massachusetts. We bring you part two of an ongoing theme entitled The Release of the Holy Spirit. On this last set, we heard William McDowell with We Just Want You, Pastor Norman Hutchins, Lord, You Are the Potter, Michael W. Smith, You Are the Fire, Bishop William Murphy III, When I'm Weak, I'm Strong, Javen with the medley, None Like You and Fresh Oil, Bishop Hezekiah Walker and LFC with Sold Out, Lincoln Brewster with There Is Power, and we just concluded with James Mitchell and the Mississippi Mass Choir, But By My Spirit, Says the Lord. All things can be accomplished in God and in His will by the Spirit that He sent into the world, living within the lives of every believer, and then working through our lives if we allow Him to be released into the lives of others as well. Okay, I want to remind you, we plan to go before the Lord in prayer and in praise sometime around 7:15. You have a prayer request or a praise report, don't hesitate to give us a call. 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. And I invite the many Christians out there in our listening audience to also join in with us as we lift up the requests and the report that we receive before God's throne. And if you wish, you can maintain your anonymity. Just give us a first name, a last name, or an initial. That's sufficient for God. He knows who you are. He knows where you are. Most importantly, He has exactly what you need, and He will provide it exactly when you need it as you look to Him in faithful prayer. And that's why I encourage many Christians out there to join in with me as we lift up the requests and report that we receive before God's throne. And Brian Andrew Wilson coming up next here on Sounds of Praise. And since the Spirit is here, He wants us to allow Him to do His work in and through our lives. So we have to yield ourselves to Him. Brian is going to sing I'm Yours here on Sounds of Praise.
I see past my now. I know it will get better. Chance of knowing you, I'm glad I did in this. You transform my mind with spirit and truth. Every minute of my time I'll be with you, and I'm glad I said I'm glad I, yes, I'm glad I said I'm glad. Make me
I am Andrew Wilson, I'm yours. Here's Darwin Hobbs teaming up with Rachel Bethea James and the same sentiment, I am yours, so the Spirit of God can be released in us and through us. We have to allow Him to have His way. Lord, I am yours.
Yet I want to tell you something so much more. Where are the words to describe your greatness? Wonders of mercy beyond compare. No one else could love me like you. Your passion on the cross has broken through. You are the hero that bought my freedom. Savior, Redeemer, my Lord and King.
Somebody proclaim it. Somebody say, I am yours.
I am yours.
Yours, all yours.
Broken all the chains that had me bound. I was so lost, but now I'm found.
Grace like a river has covered.
You're the mighty one.
You're
somebody who belongs to him. Sing, I am yours.
I am yours.
I am.
I am yours.
Oh, 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 oh. Somebody who belongs to God tonight, give him a praise. Clap your hands to his glory.
Making a difference in the greater Boston music scene, and from the East Coast to the West Coast and around the world, with the very best in gospel music and the clear message, salvation is available to all through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. You're tuned to the Sunday, June the 25th, 2017 edition of the Sounds of Praise Ministry, brought to you by the Christian Challenge Evangelistic Association of Medford, Massachusetts, over 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tosh Freeform Radio, streaming live on the internet, WMFO.org, and you can download the WMFO mobile app, 91.5 FM.org. I'm your host, evangelist, and pastor teacher Don Lee Vernon Brown, on this the Sunday, June the 25th, 2017 edition of the Sounds of Praise Ministry. We're bringing you part two of an ongoing theme, the release of the Holy Spirit. Brian Andrew Wilson sang I'm Yours. Darwin Hobbs and Rachel Bethia James sang I Am Yours. I guess the question is, are you? Do you belong to Jesus Christ? Because you've given him absolute and total control of your life. If not, this is your opportunity. Pastor Donnie McClurkin, Pastor Marvin Sapp, and Israel Houghton, they invite you to come just as you are. 6:55 here on WMFO. And I'm your host, evangelist, Pastor Donnelly Vernon Brown. And we invite you to come to receive the benefits and blessings that Jesus Christ alone can give. And if you'll do that, we'd like to lead you in prayer so that you might be a beneficiary of all that he has in store for you. Won't you come just as you are? And if you want to do that, and you want the Spirit of God to become alive within your life, I invite you to repeat these words after me to God and allow God to do his transforming work in you and through you. Won't you pray this prayer? Dear Father, I've heard today and other days in the past about the reality of the salvation of Jesus Christ. But I've remained on the sidelines. I've never yielded myself to his control. But I sense today that I want the release of the Holy Spirit both in me and through me so that I might be the person that you desire me to be. I want the assurance that comes with yielding myself to you and to your control, so that I might know that every day my steps are being ordered and directed by you. I'm being empowered by you to do the things that you would have me to do to bring glory, honor, and praise to your name, and salvation and all of his inherent blessings into multitudes of lives. Use me this day as I surrender myself to you. Work powerfully in me and through me to the glory and praise of your name is my prayer in Jesus' blessed name, and for his praise and for his glory, amen. If you pray that prayer, or if you say anything as simple as, Lord, save me, and if you mean it, God's done it, or God will do it. And when you do that, I want to know about it, because that's the material I want to send to you free of charge. no further obligation on your part whatsoever. It's a one-time offer for those who give their life to Jesus Christ. Here on Sounds of Praise, we receive by calling me while I'm on the air. I'll be here to 8 o'clock or a little bit thereafter. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. And if by chance you're not near a phone, you can still receive that material by writing to me at Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 021. Let me do that again. Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. That's Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. Or you can email me at Darnley, D-A-R-N-L-E-Y, V's in Vernon, B's in Brown, Darnley, V-B at Verizon.net. And like I said, we'll send the material out to you free of charge. No further obligation on your part whatsoever. You have my word on that. Okay. Or if you wish, we invite you to... I gave my email address, didn't I? Okay, I haven't had breakfast yet, so bear with me, folks.